Mayor Rudy Giuliani calls the 10th anniversary very painful for him. On 9/11, he saw people leaping from high up in the burning towers and asked Fire Chief Peter Gansey whether helicopters could rescue them.
He said, "My guys can save everybody below the fire." And actually, they did. If you look at the 9/11 Commission report, the fire department saved just about everybody below the fire, about 98% or something. But he was telling me that the people above the fire were going to die, and I was looking at them.
Giuliani says it was a feeling of horrible helplessness. Chief Gansey was killed when the North Tower collapsed. After the towers fell, Giuliani faced reporters' questions about how many people had been killed.
Well, the first estimate that I was given of the number of people that we lost was 12,000.
Giuliani says he'd been given numbers ranging from 5,000 to 15,000 that first day and said only the losses will be more than we can bear. Rich Lamb, WCBS 880 News. On 9/11, after seeing people leaping to their deaths to escape the infernos that were the World Trade Center towers above the holes ripped by the jetliners, Mayor Rudy Giuliani made a desperate suggestion to Fire Chief Peter Gansey.
I saw the people on the roof. I saw people hanging out the window. And my first impulse was to get a helicopter there. Chief said, I can save everybody below the fire. And when I asked him about the helicopter, he pointed. And what he pointed to were flames shooting out of a window.
Giuliani knew the chief meant any chopper attempting a rescue would be destroyed. After the towers had fallen, reporters wondered about the possible death toll.
I really didn't know. So when I answered, it would be too much for us to bear. I was almost talking about myself. It's almost too much for me to bear. I had estimates ranging anywhere from 5,000, 6,000 to 14,000, 15,000.
Giuliani calls the 10th anniversary very painful, but says 9/11 is always painful for him. Rich Lamb, WCBS 880 News.